Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us, mold us, meet us, fill us, and use us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This certainly is a beautiful morning to worship the Lord. And on this Rose Sunday, we want to welcome all of you as you come here to worship God in fellowship with your friends. I want to begin this morning by giving a big thank you to Libby for asking me to share the services this weekend and to share some thoughts in the homily. And I also want to thank Michael for his welcoming spirit and for all his help to me this weekend. He is a great addition to this parish, and we appreciate his ministry. Well, friends, we are deep in the season of Lent. What does Lent mean to you? It would be fascinating, I think, to have your opinions and your thoughts about what is the meaning of Lent. Certainly in Lent we have, or should have, our spiritual disciplines deepened. But above all, we should come closer to God in the observance of this holy season. And we should be active disciples in helping to bring in the kingdom. Now, I'm sure you remember a sermon that Michael preached a few weeks ago, and he shared this astounding comment of what Jesus might have said to his disciples. Get off the beach and do something. Remember? Now, I grew up in a family where that was the motto. I was urged every day of my life to be an active disciple of Jesus in my daily service. In recent years, I've had new thoughts and perhaps movement of the Spirit, and God is talking to me, and I had some new insights about what it means to be a follower of Christ and be in His church. I can sum all of this up in one word, and this is the word I'd like you to think about for just a few minutes this morning. It is the word waiting. Waiting. How are you at waiting? Are you good at waiting? I am not good at waiting. I expect things to happen like that. And perhaps that's one of my greatest weaknesses. But every person here this morning experiences life in the present, but also when times are not there yet. We live in that space of time. We are all waiting. We're waiting perhaps for an answer. We're waiting for life to change. We're waiting for life to be more meaningful. But friends, we are always waiting. Waiting is really a major part of the biblical record in the Old and New Testament. This concept runs throughout all of the Bible. How often we do not do very well, right, when we have to wait. Let me give you a couple examples this morning. All over our world today, in times of persecution and war and deep privation, there are thousands, millions of people who are waiting. They're waiting for things to change. They're waiting for a better life. Tough times for those sisters and brothers. There are people who are experiencing illness in their life right now. They too are waiting. They're waiting for their illness to change into healing. Now, sometimes when I stand here as the healing minister, I'm so moved by people who come in sincerity and in faith. They too are waiting. They're waiting for some illness, perhaps, or some difficulty in their life to be turned into a brighter day. On this Cape where we live, there's a lot of people waiting because they're unemployed. They need a job. Sometimes we live in such isolation that we do not know that. In those times of our life when we are waiting, oh friends, we need to lift up our eyes to see and experience God's presence in all that we do. A God who is not fatigued. A God who always loves us. A God who never forgets us. That's the source of our strength. And in the scriptures, this word waiting has to do with hope. The Hebrew word for waiting is to hope in God. And then when we move into the New Testament, the idea of waiting is summed up. Here we are. God blesses us and comes into our life every day. We'll open our hearts to Him. I'm sure you remember the wonderful words of Isaiah. We learned it when we were children. When we wait upon the Lord, we will run and not be weary. We all know today what it is to live in the not yet times. How often we are there. In those times, we do not soar. We do not run. We're lucky if we plod through the day and face the evening. And then during this Lenten season, we certainly remember the words of Jesus to his disciples. You too will have to bear a cross. But the good news is always with us, of a God who wants to change our lives. There is a wonderful true story about an Arctic explorer whose crew decided on their way home that they would catch some of those beautiful Arctic birds and bring them back. As it turned out, it wasn't such a swift idea. But on the way back, one of the birds escaped. And in the ecstasy of freedom, flew off toward the land. Well, the whole crew was convinced that that was the end of that little bird. trying to get back to land. But one morning later, as they stood on deck, they noticed a speck in the horizon. And as they watched it, it came closer and closer and closer. And suddenly they realized it was the bird that had escaped. And when it finally reached the ship, it dropped, almost dead, at their feet, exhausted. The ship that was once a prison now became a home. Did you ever feel that living through those times when you're not there yet, that you are in some kind of a prison? The only way to go through and pass over an ocean of anxiety or difficulty or fear is to accept the strength of God that comes to us. Hope can blossom. Your life can be changed, even in the times when you're down. I think for our life, and the message of Lent is clear, when God is here to give us strength and hope, oh, we can soar with the eagles. We can run, not be weary. We can walk and not faint. I've learned a lot about waiting. I'm not there yet. I have one prayer that I've been offering for 30 years, and I'm still waiting. But in all things, friends, trust in God. The great German theologian Gotthold Lessing some years ago wrote a prayer that just fits our life in this Lenten season. Pursue the sacred path, everlasting providence. Only let me not, because thou art hidden, despair of thee. Let me not despair of thee if thy steps seem to retreat. It is not true that the shortest line is always straight. For all of our lives, and for this holy season, these are the words we need to hear, for they bring us comfort, they bring us strength, they bring us hope. Wait.